Following a ceasefire in Gaza, Palestinians in the coastal strip hurried to check on their properties they had to leave at the time of the Israeli offensive. Fishermen are no exception. Many of them have lost their boats and equipment after Israel targeted Gaza beaches. Press News' Hala Safadi has talked to some of them as they portray part of the difficulties they face these days.
Israel's aggression on Gaza has targeted all sectors of life, causing huge losses in the economy of Gaza and its infrastructure. Fishing was no different, as Israel targeted Gaza seaport and fishermen's warehouses. A ceasefire was only a chance to the fishermen to check on their boats and losses.
We haven't gone fishing for around 2 months. Even when we do, we actually lose money. We can barely find fish within 3 nautical miles, and we end up paying for fuel more than the money we make.
After the Israeli aggression in 2012, fishermen were given a distance of 6 nautical miles for fishing. However, it did not last for long, as Israel started opening fire at them after 3 nautical miles.
I have lost all my fishing equipment after Israel targeted the warehouse. That was all I had. I have no idea why Israel bombed it. Now I don't even know what to do. I need to start from scratch all over again. Who will feed my family and take care of them till then?
Regarding the resistance terms for a ceasefire that allow us to fish within 12 miles, we totally support that. We used to get shot once we crossed 3 nautical miles.
The Palestinian resistance factions demand an end of the Israeli blockade in order to agree on a ceasefire with Israel. Among the demands is the extension of Palestinian fishing zone to 12 nautical miles and establishing a seaport. Fishing sector is one of the poorest in Gaza, as Israel has always deprived fishermen from their basic rights, whether by attacking them while fishing, confiscating their fishing equipment, arresting them, or limiting the fishing zone. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.